We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the professors at seminary tells a story about his young granddaughter who was talking to her mom about Christmas. She says to her mother, "I really love Christmas because it's all about presents." Well, of course, you and I know that Christmas isn't all about presents. And his granddaughter was simply reflecting the self-centeredness of a child of her age. But you really only have to spend just a little time in the store's Christmas shopping to see some of that same self-centeredness in the world around you, in the pushing and in the shoving that many people resort to at this time of the year, especially on Black Friday. Of course, the mom quickly corrected her daughter and explained to her that Christmas really is all about Jesus. The fact is the event described in our gospel reading and the sermon text for this morning, and it's well named the Presentation. When Mary and Joseph come to the temple to present their firstborn son to the Lord, according to God's law, it fulfills God's promise to present his only begotten son to us. We've just celebrated Christmas yesterday, and today we're back in church to continue our celebration of the gift God has given to us and to the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. And what a present it is. At Christmas, God came down to the earth. What an amazing thing to think about. So in light of this, the sermon title may seem a little bit out of season, Prepared for Heaven. Well, of course, we know that heaven isn't just something we get around to talking about at Easter or maybe at Ascension, when Jesus, after his time on earth, ascends back to heaven. No, we know that the birth of Jesus Christ has everything to do with our preparation for heaven. The truth is that for us to be in heaven someday, we need Jesus Christ to come to earth. Because without his coming and all that follows it, we can't have peace with God. And that peace with God is the very key to the gospel, and therefore also the key to heaven. And we have to be very clear about this. We are prepared for heaven because our Savior brings us peace with God. This peace with God is something that all men, women, and children need. We need this because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All people by their sins have earned eternal death and damnation. This truth doesn't make for a very Merry Christmas. It doesn't make for a great Christmas carol. You won't find it on a Hallmark greeting card. Christmas isn't supposed to be a time of thinking about sins and punishment. Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy and goodwill toward all men. It's a time of being jolly, drinking eggnog around the fire, and kissing under the mistletoe, isn't it? But for many people, Christmas is a holiday and time of tradition, a time of presents, a time of family, and nothing more. Many people don't know Jesus as the greatest gift that God has ever given to the world. In fact, Jesus sort of gets in the way of all the fun and festivity if you take him and his words too seriously. Of course, I'm talking about the grown-up Jesus. The baby Jesus wrapped and swaddled in cloths and lying in the manger is sort of cute and cuddly and lovable. That image of Jesus many in the world embrace and remember in a sentimental sort of way. Even the Holy Family is an image that seems to be somewhat accepted. After all, it's an illustration of family, and Christmas is a time for family. And oh, how the people of the world love the gift-giving part of Christmas. Merchants love it because the success or failure of their businesses often depends on the Christmas shopping spree. The recipients of the gift-giving part of Christmas love it because of the gifts they get. That is, unless they don't get the gift they've been longing for. Then it's standing in the long lines to return the gifts they didn't want, to buy the gifts that they really wanted. The sad part of all this gift-giving and exchanging is the lack of understanding of the great gift that God has given to the world. Most people don't even know that they need a Savior. They only see a little baby, remember him for this brief time of the year, and then they pack him away like any other nativity scene and forget about him until it's time for another Christmas celebration. Truthfully, there are many who don't see Jesus at all because their Christmas celebrations center around a fat bearded man in a red suit. The vast majority of the people of the world take no thought or have no knowledge of the eternal consequences of the birth of Jesus Christ. And of equal concern is the reality that even some Christians get caught up in the frenzy and the glitter of Christmas without taking time to reflect on the gift that God has given to the world in Jesus Christ our Lord. The birth of Jesus is a joyous reality because it was prophesied and promised by God for many, many years prior to it actually happening. And that's why Simeon and Anna were so happy and rejoiced upon seeing the Christ child. They've been waiting and longing for the Savior of the world. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, they didn't just see a little baby. They also saw their Savior. They saw the Savior of mankind. Simeon and Anna, by the power of the Holy Spirit, saw and knew the great gift God had given to them and to all of humanity. Simeon points out the completeness of God's grace when he states these words in what we know as the Song of Simeon or the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. Notice that this salvation is not just for God's people, the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, you and me. We know this to be true because God tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that he desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Remember, we are prepared for heaven because our Savior brings us peace with God. The birth of Christ is such a great blessing because Jesus, true God, became incarnate so that he might live perfectly under the law and satisfy the law for all mankind. Jesus had to live willingly, perfectly under the law of God as a man in order to experience the law of God in the same way that we experience it. He had to be able to be tempted as we are tempted. And Jesus was tempted in every way that you and I are tempted. He is truly human. Jesus lived perfectly under the law of God without ever sinning. And in fulfillment of the law, he took on the sins of all mankind so that he once and for all could pay their price completely on the cross. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. We can say with Simeon that we are able to depart in peace because through faith in Christ Jesus, we know that we are at peace with the Heavenly Father, and we are certain of our eternal salvation. And we, as believers in Christ Jesus, are enabled by the Heavenly Holy Spirit to exhibit goodwill toward our fellow men by sharing with them the truth of who Jesus is. Speak to those around you who don't know the whole story, the why of Jesus' birth. Help those around you know that preparation for heaven comes through faith in Christ Jesus. Not only the baby Jesus that we sing about in the hymn, Away in the Manger, but also the Jesus that we sing about hanging on the old rugged cross, and also the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ we sing about when we proclaim and sing, He's alive. Christmas must never be separated from Golgotha, Jesus' death and resurrection, and Easter. Anna and Simeon were so joyful because by the power of the Holy Spirit, they believed in the Christ and believed in their heavenly home. And notice from our sermon text that Anna and Simeon then witnessed of the Christ to others. There is not a better time than Christmas to share with others the greatest gift that you and I have been given, peace with our Heavenly Father, through not only the birth of a Savior in Bethlehem, but also His death and His resurrection. You know, the seminary professor's granddaughter was right. We love Christmas because Christmas is all about the presents. Not presents ending with TS, but presents ending in CE. The very presence of God who came to earth as a baby in a manger to reconcile the Creator to His creation, bringing us peace with God so that we can be prepared for heaven. May God bless you and empower you as you share with others the joy that you know in Christ Jesus, that joy that you are prepared for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.